The death of trumpeter Chet Baker is still one of the great mysteries of the jazz world. In 1988, his body was found on the sidewalk next to the Prenz Hendrick Hotel where he was staying. Did he jump, slip, and fall, or was he pushed? The question is at the center of a new mystery novel by Bill Moody. It's called Looking for Chet Baker, and he joins us from member station KQED in San Francisco. Bill Moody, it's really nice to talk to you again.
Yes, nice to talk to you again, Leanne.
I first spoke with you with the mystery that you had written about trumpeter Clifford Brown. I have to ask you, because this is a real-life mystery, how much did you know about the facts of Chet Baker's death?
Well, when I first started looking into this and asking around, I got all kinds of theories, and all I knew for sure was that he had died either falling or jumping out of that window of the hotel in Amsterdam, but not much else than that when I started.
And now that you've finished, how much more do you know?
Well, not too much more, really. I tried to run down some of these theories, and I went to Amsterdam and saw the street behind the hotel where he fell. I also saw an interview with the Amsterdam detective who covered the case. His summation pretty much is it. He says no one really knows what happened except Mr. Baker, and he's not around to tell us.
Evan Horn is your main character, your hero. He's a jazz pianist and goes to Amsterdam and is playing a gig with a guy named Fletcher Page. Now, he's fictional, correct?
Yes, he is.
But based on?
He's kind of a composite of so many American jazz musicians who went to live in Europe and found that their pursuit of their careers was much easier in Europe. And I lived in Europe myself for 3 years, so I met and worked with a lot of these musicians.
This is your fifth mystery novel in which you've had jazz musicians as part of the main focus. Is it just the mystery of Chet Baker's death that attracted you as the subject for this book, or is there something about Chet Baker himself?
Well, I think Chet Baker is one of those musicians that kind of transcends the jazz world. There was this mystique about him. It looked to be early on destined for maybe a movie career, and he was compared to James Dean, and had that whole kind of thing about him, and never actually materialize, but there was something about him, that goes beyond the music, even though especially for Chet, the music was the most important thing. That was all he really cared about, was playing.
I think you actually posit a theory about the circumstances of his death. There's a poem at the beginning of the book by John Harvey. It's called Chet Baker. Do you think it's possible that he was sitting in the window and saw a beautiful girl go by, and he was so stoned that he just fell out the window?
That certainly is one very possible scenario.
Mm. I love the question that's asked, did he jump? Did he fall? Was he pushed? Could he fly?
Yeah.
Would you read that poem at the beginning?
Yes. Chet Baker looks out from his hotel room across the Amstel to the girl cycling by the canal, who lifts her hand and waves, and when she smiles, he is back in times when every Hollywood producer wanted to turn his life into that bittersweet story, where he falls badly but only in love with Pierre Angeli, Carol Lindley, Natalie Wood. That day he strolled into the studio, fall of 52, and played those perfect lines across the chords of My Funny Valentine. And now, when he looks from his window and her passing smile up to the blue of a perfect sky, he knows this is one of those rare days when he can truly fly.
So what do you think happened?
I personally think that he had come to Amsterdam to get more drugs, and I think he was pretty loaded, and he liked to sit in the window and play, and I think he just nodded out and slipped off the window ledge. I think it's that simple.
The death seems so innocuous. I mean, the way that you say it, if he just sort of got high and just fell. Something to create a mystery novel around. I mean, usually there's a lot more involved.
Well, I usually start off with a premise for all these books, and we knew he was found in the street in Amsterdam, But I never know for sure how I'm going to get into that until I actually start into the writing. It's for me, I still play, and it's very much like playing jazz. You have the the premise, the tune, and then you improvise on that tune. You have a vague idea of how it's going to come out, but you're not sure.
Bill Moody, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Bill Moody is the author of Looking for Chet Baker. Bill Moody says that if you're going to listen to one Chet Baker song, it should be My Funny Valentine, Baker's anthem, Moody calls it. There are several recordings, including this one from 1954.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Each day is Valentine's Day.
My Funny Valentine by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, performed by Chet Baker.